That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
The value of a stay-at-home parent is pretty valuable. I mean, they broke it down. There's like this new global study, and they broke down what it would cost if you outsourced what a stay-at-home
If you could name your own salary.
Yes.
What you'd get paid to be a stay-at-home parent.
And they looked at, you know, cities all over the world. But in America, there were four that made the list. San Francisco was the highest ranking one, $5,200 a month.
So we deserve the most amount of pay globally to be parent in America?
Yeah, I mean, paying a parent in America. Washington, D.C. ranks seventh with $4,400 a month. That would be like if you decided to say
this is what
child care, tutoring, transportation, chores, like all that kind of stuff. New York came in eighth with $4,300 a month, and LA $4,200 a month if you wanted to outsource the work that stay-at-home parents do. And
okay,
this was just for kids, family of with two kids. They broke it down from like anywhere from one to four.
So how much do you think you should, I mean, if you were allowed to, I mean, if you were to put
if you were going to send your husband an invoice,
what would it be? How much would it be monthly?
I don't know. I mean, I saw this and I was like, this is interesting. Like, I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, if you put all the stuff together, the transportation, the tutoring, any of that kind of stuff, it does add up. I mean, you know, there are days where it's like I pick them up from school and then it's volleyball practice or cross country practice, a music lesson, something else, you know, and you get home and you're like, oh, and now I have the lovely job of making dinner.
And Peter's comes home and catches you napping. It's like, oh, that wasn't on the invoice.
I don't remember napping being on the invoice. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's totally on the invoice. This week is kind of fun for the celestial skies. April's full moon and the Lyrids meteor shower both happen this week.
Yeah, tomorrow the big moon is going to be up there, right?
And it's a big deal. It's the pink moon.
Okay.
And it has like special meaning.
But
it's supposed to be like a time for like reflection and creative like rebirth sort of things, depending on like your sign and what it's supposed to do for you. But it's supposed to be like something where for some signs it's like total frisky, you know, like this is when they're like, I just can't get enough. And then there's other people where it's like creatively.
Can't get enough.
Total like frisky.
I cannot get enough.
Total like frisky.
You know.
Did you see those photos that they took of the sun during the eclipse?
No. Did he come out with them finally? Okay.
Well, got a bunch of amazing photos. One of them captured a comet. You wouldn't have seen it if it wasn't, you know, it didn't have the moon in front of the sun. There's a giant comet headed right to the sun.
Isn't that amazing? That stuff
Isn't
is
that
just
neat?
Amazing. Yeah.
And I totally got like frisky.
Couldn't get enough. Can't get enough.
Can't get enough. You know what? I hope that your sign is one that's frisky and can't get enough. And nothing to get. Congratulations.
What sign do you have to
have? Yeah, what is that?
I'll have to look because I did a little. I was doing a little poking around, and it was interesting because
I want to know
all the different signs.
Okay,
and like what,
look that up. I want to know what we're supposed to be feeling tomorrow. See how accurate this thing is.
There's a zodiac equivalence to how randy you are.
Yeah, there's
really?
Like different stuff where they were saying, you know, the pink moon can be, it can have different sort of hallmarks for different signs. Like some of them, this could be like the beginning of a whole new chapter in your life.
Okay.
Like the idea of letting past things go. They say, so here's some stuff.
How often does the pink moon happen? The full moon, pink full moon?
That's what they call the full moon in April is the pink moon. Or sometimes they call it the worm moon.
Okay.
But the idea is that it's in the house of Scorpio, which Scorpio is like the total feels sign. Like, they kind of are the sexy.
The frisky ones
yeah,
that can't get enough.
The Scorpios are, I mean, they're the scorpion. I mean, it's just, it's.
You sound like a sexy cat lady.
I'm in my feels.
You're like, you should comb your hair.
Guys.
Oh my God.
Stop it. What?
We're sexy break cat lady.
And come back with the sexy cat lady and the pink moon. Hang on.
Brand new music from Taylor.
Taylor Swift. Called Fortnite. Fortnite. That's with Post Malone. I know it's one of Molly's favorites. All right, back to the pink moon. Pink moon and friskiness. All right,
so, yes, tomorrow is going to be the full moon known mm-hmm. as the pink moon. And because it's in, like, they have different houses, because it's in Scorpio, Scorpio is like this intense sign. A lot of times it has to do with, like, transformation and it can be sort of an interesting rejuvenation. So they were breaking down like the different signs and what it could possibly, you know, make you feel or see a shift in things.
Okay.
The big signs that are supposed to be, like, according to like astrologers, are saying Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius are the ones that you're like, oh, this could be
an all night love affair, frisky.
Like, it could be kind of like a turning point. Like, for, like, Jeff, like, you are a Gemini, and they said, one of the horoscopes that I was reading was saying that for Geminis, the full moon will keep you occupied with daily activities and commitments that you're going to get ready for, like, almost like a frenzy.
A frenzy. I don't even know what a frenzy or frenzy. Okay.
Tasks, finishing existing ones, starting
happening.
New ones, all
that
sorts of that
happening.
Kind of stuff.
That doesn't sound sexy, though, right?
No, it doesn't.
No,
I thought this was like
them,
the Randy Moon. Like
so did
the,
I.
Oh, well, some do. Like Cancer, it could be intense. You'll want love, joy, and excitement. So if you're single, you might find your match. And okay. If you are in a relationship, you could deepen it. So if that could be something where it's like if you kind of feel like things have gotten a little stale, this could be a time when you really get back.
What is ours? We're Virgos.
We're Virgos. So they say prepare for a thrilling ride. You're going to be inspired to interact, communicate, feel excited. They're saying it could be a big time if you speak for a living or you are in social media or like that kind of stuff, that this could be a big moment for you to focus and move forward in those careers. And they said that you also could choose a vacation.
They're firing me. They're firing me, aren't they? Tomorrow, what's happening?
No.
Listen to Molly. She sounds like an old wizard.
I was going to say, this sounds like a bar horoscope. Right.
Well, so there's all sorts of things. I mean, the thing is that, like, you know, you have different people who read this stuff and you know, what they think is going to be. The big thing is that Scorpio is the transformational sign. So the idea is that no matter what sign you are, this is going to be something where you're getting ready to maybe start something new. Could be a turning point. Letting go of something that hasn't been working for you. You finally have the courage to do that or to try something that you've always wanted to, but you haven't necessarily had the energy or the confidence to do it. That could be something.
Okay. So which sign is the frisky one that can't get enough?
I think there is one.
I think that one, it's like Cancer, Scorpio. That's another one.
You need to find out.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a bar horoscope where you're like, man, I miss someone tonight. And it's $5 and you're looking at your watch because you got to drag it out for 10 minutes. A lot of renewal. I see.
$5.
$5.
Am I going to call my ex later and cry? Hold on. Let me see.
Yes.
I see renewal. And we're out of time.
God. We are out of time. All right. Thank you, Molly. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Channel 94.1 from the Barry Law Traffic Center.
Right now.
That's brand new music from Beyonce. Miley Cyrus. All right. Went to the Supernovas this week in professional volleyball, and we sat courtside, and it was like one of the most enjoyable experiences I've had in a long time, my friend.
Did you catch the ball?
All right, so I
went. Did it ever zoom at you and you had to catch it?
Just because you're right there at the thing. So this is what happened. So I warned Manuel and Katie and Wylene. I said, when we're down here, we got to pay attention because Jeff has been down here and the ball comes a lot and you can get, you know.
You're literally on the court.
You got to be aware. Yeah, you got to be on the
court. You're about 4 feet from being in the game.
So the beginning of the fourth match, Manuel kept rolling to Manuel over and over and over, right? So he was getting the ball all the time, and so he'd just hand it over. So Wylene and her sister go up to use the restroom in between before the fourth starts, and Manuel and I are just standing there. Well, we didn't realize the game had started, and so the team spikes the ball, and it made it through everyone and hit Manuel right in the crotch.
No.
I didn't know what to do because next note, he bellies over. He takes a back step because it rises. And next note, he's falling almost backwards. I'm like, oh,
so everyone saw it.
That's where the ball was.
Oh. I mean, the whole, did you hear laughter?
No, I didn't hear laughter. All I know is I looked at Coach Bird to make sure that, that we weren't the ones. And she wasn't watching, thank God.
We can pull up the game on YouTube and see if we found it.
I did look it up. That was the first thing I did.
And did you find the
clip? No, for some, they didn't catch that one. I was so bummed out because I was going to put it on a T-shirt.
See, you were
doing everything.
So you were just out of frame because I watched it.
Just out of frame.
All night, you guys were just out of frame. You were just to the right. So when I went, they had me in the center.
Okay.
I mean, I was on camera
the whole time. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was the funniest thing. I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, my God. So he got
right
nailed.
Right in the crotch. And then as he's falling, trying to catch himself before he flips over the chair, I'm like, this is going to go viral if this continues to happen. It was slow motion. Then he jammed his thumb by accident, trying to catch himself. And all that stuff happened. I was like, this is great. And then Manuel and Kate, and then Katie and Wylene come down. I'm like, you missed all
it
of it.
It went five sets.
Yeah, it was great.
It went five sets.
It was great.
You guys got your money worth because, you know, sometimes they can sweep a team in three.
Yeah, that was fantastic, man. And so, you know how our watches has that decibel warning going? It's loud in this area. Molly, my watch kept going off saying it was too loud. Warning, warning. That's how loud it was there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's great,
and it's
though.
A fun vibe. It is such a fun vibe. But, yeah, they won. Congratulations, and I'll see you again.
Did you use the down below bar? Did you go find it? There's a bar down below.
No one, I didn't know that.
I never used it either. I didn't know it was available, but there's one that you can get to from.
Oh, I wish I would have known
that. You know, imagine where the Zamboni used to come out.
Yeah.
It's one of those areas.
That's funny. I was saying that. I was like, there needs to be a bar down here. I didn't, because I had to run up and down the stairs. All right, that's good to know. That's good to know. I was sitting next to a Husker. And her parents, and her dad actually asked me, he goes, where's the closest where I can get that? And I was like, upstairs. So he ran upstairs, too. I didn't realize there was one down there. All right, that's good to know. So next time I don't have to do the stairs.
God forbid. I had to do stairs.
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, you were sitting next to Bergen Riley.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He's one of our stars. You've got to figure there's got to be Huskers there more and more.
I think so.
And then don't you think that's cool that these girls in Omaha who play volleyball now have somewhere to go and watch pros?
Yeah. And her dad, her family, the first time they had been. And he was like, dude, this
what
is.
What did he think?
He was blown away. He goes, I love the vibe of all of this. This is just insane. I'm like, yeah, isn't that nuts? And then I kept telling him, I'm like, you need to photobomb your daughter because she was up every 3 seconds taking photos with these kids. You know, and everyone, you know, try to get out of it. And I felt like I needed to.
Oh, that's got to be amazing if you're one of these kids that plays locally.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You get to go to a Supernova game and not only watch these pros play, you get to meet your Husker stars that you look up to.
Yeah. Dude, that's nuts to see the look on these girls' faces just, you know, running up there, you know, asking politely, can I please get a photo? Aww. And just starstruck. It was crazy. It was such an amazing deal. Yeah, she's a good chick. I mean, to do all that, you know, she could have easily been like, I'm trying to watch the game. But yeah, it was good. And if you guys haven't been to a Supernovas, man, I'm going to go stop at Lawler's and get gear today. Wylene wants gear now.
That'd be great.
We are fans now. We were fans before, but even more so.
But now you're just Gear fans. There. Now you're like fans that like wanna
support. Yeah. So the so the Omaha Supernovas are solidly in second place,
mm-hmm.
behind Atlanta. That was a big game versus San Diego. Now they go and play at San Diego, I think. And that's kind of a rivalry because San Diego's trying to climb up. But next month, it's a Final Four for $1 million.
Can't wait.
Played in Omaha.
I will be there with my gear. All right, we'll be back. Channel 94.1 with Post Malone. I like you. We got a special guest in studio. Nalen, how you doing? Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Nalen.
Yes, Nalen. Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing awesome. We're doing good. So Nalen, tell us about yourself real quick. You're an artist, right? You're a musical artist. You write your own. Do you write your own stuff, right?
Yes, I write my own stuff. I'm an artist from Omaha. Living in L.A. now.
Okay.
And doing the tough thing, picking up from Omaha and going to L.A. It's not easy.
That's a big transition.
Yes, absolutely.
So what did your family say when you were like, I'm moving to L.A. to pursue my musical dreams?
I think initially everybody was maybe a little bit hesitant, you know, just nervous just because it's such a big jump. But ultimately, everybody has been really supportive. So that's been amazing.
Very cool. Very cool. So how often do you come to town?
Try to get out here as much as I can. So, you know, usually every couple months, maybe try to hit the holidays and then a couple other times around the year.
Okay. All right. So you've been in LA since 2019 before COVID, and you're just kind of telling us how that all went around when COVID hit out there and you just moved out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So moved out there right before COVID hit. I had, one friend, honestly, and it was my roommate. So it was tough timing, but everything ended up working out. Got to do some, you know, virtual sessions and meet some people that way through COVID. And we made it through, and I've stuck it out, and I'm still out there now.
Okay,
now, are you still friends with that roommate?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it could have gone either way.
Right, it could be tough.
Like, yeah. Yeah, so, we're still good friends.
So you were listening to the station when I read your email. I thought it was funny because you said that you would call in and vote. What was that?
Yeah, I remember there being song competitions where there'd be like, okay, this song or that song, like which one?
Like a top 10.
Yes, and I would call multiple times and I would just use different accents. Like I would be British once, I would be Australian, then I'd just be myself. And I would call on, you know, the home phone, the cell phone. I'd have my neighbor over. I'm like, can we use your phone too?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
How funny.
So you helped us chart our playlist. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Let's hear your British. I know people hate it when they, yeah.
My British accent isn't very good. Hello.
Don't make her do that. Now, you're in town to shoot. Are you shooting a music video? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, so we're going to be, I've been doing these like live performance videos. So I've been putting out a song like roughly every month and a half. Cool. And then doing like kind of stripped versions or just like live performances to go with it. So tomorrow we're going to be shooting another live performance video to my latest song, I Miss You.
Okay, I Miss You. And you haven't really, have you released that one? Because I was going to play a little bit of the Pretend We're Kids.
Yeah.
What is the story behind it? It took how long to write this or put it all together?
So it took, I mean, I started writing it about 6 years ago, Pretend We're Kids. Started writing it about 6 years ago. And then it just went through a lot of different versions. Just trying to get it right. And eventually it was in LA that I was able to finish the track finally a couple years ago. And then it's just taken a while just to get it to this point that it's ready for release. But yeah, I'm very excited to have this one come out.
Are you recording on, like, where do you guys record at? In a studio, or are you guys, is this the day and age of doing it in the house or whatever?
Honestly, it really depends. Most of the time I'm recording at the producer's studio, but I also have a studio myself, like a small one in my room. So occasionally I'll record my own stuff as well.
You go all Billie Eilish.
That's cool. Yeah.
Go all Billie Eilish, right? You're
recording
at home.
I'm like, hey guys, I'm going to be recording. Sorry. Let me know if I'm singing too loud because I have roommates. But.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of it right here. This is Nalen with Pretend We're Kids.
Laying in an empty bed, stuck on what you said. Can't comprehend it, don't understand it. All came You ran off to be young, lost in your green eyes, pulled me to the dark side. Can't sit around and wait for you, but I know that you know I can't.
Somebody new. Very nice. That sounds
that's a good sound.
Fantastic. Oh,
that's a great sound.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
So is that going to be the similar production on what we're recording the video for this week? Is it, how different is the sound?
This one, we're going to do a stripped, like a stripped back piano.
Okay.
Sadder one for this.
Okay.
That's a cool song. So what is that song about? That's about going back to the end of a relationship?
Or yeah.
Trying to get what's left in it, out of it?
Yeah, originally, I mean, I wrote it after a hard breakup. It was one of the first songs that I started writing. So really, I think just reflection of, you know, remembering the good times and being young and free and just trying to go back to that.
Is it easier to write like that? I mean, going through breakup and I mean, if you're happy as ever, what would that sound like?
I think the best time to write, honestly, is when you're going through it. It seems like when you're processing, things tend to spill out. For me personally, I think it can be a little bit harder sometimes doing the reflection thing. I just feel like when it's fresh, like you're just basically speaking the truth as it's coming out.
Okay. Yeah, we're totally jealous that we can't do what you can do or Taylor Swift to get a couple of hits out of a breakup. All we get out of it is like pathetic social media posts, right?
I ate today.
Right.
Guess what? I think I'm going to leave the house, you know?
I'm talking about it too much around our friends where they're like, okay. No, that's really cool. God. That's really neat that you're able to mine that.
Uh-huh.
What's your writing process like? Does it come easy or is it a grind?
It really depends. Sometimes I, you know, start ideas by myself and I bring them into the studio that way. And then other times I'll just go to the studio and we'll try to come up with something completely new and kind of write something on the spot. And then occasionally I'll also have other writers in the room and we can kind of bounce ideas off that way, which is fun. So okay. I like to keep it fresh and try different things.
Are you Naylin in the studio? She's an Omaha artist who's hammering away out in Los Angeles. Have you met fellow Omahaans yet? Have you connected with the artists that are in LA?
Not a ton. I just recently have been looking more into like who is doing music out here and living elsewhere and trying to connect with people.
Okay. Yeah. So where did you go to school at when you were here?
So I went to Millard North.
Okay.
And then I went to UNO for a couple years.
Did you start any school in music with that?
So I was originally a musical theater major.
Okay.
And then when I switched to UNO, I was a communication studies.
Okay.
But I was able to actually open for Logic when he came to the Baxter Arena through UNO.
Very cool.
They did like a little
contest
to find an opener. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right on. How was that? Was that the biggest audience that you've been in front of at that particular time? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That was crazy. They told me, I think, maybe 5 days before.
Okay.
And so I was so nervous. I feel like I can barely even remember because I had so much adrenaline, but it was amazing. It was the craziest experience.
I was going to say, what was the biggest venue you'd done, performed in front of prior to that? Had you been in front of any crowds?
I mean, I had done some shows for musical theater at the Omaha Community Playhouse. So probably a couple hundred in there, but solo, I mean, maybe 50 people before that.
You're going on stage out in LA too then? Or is it mostly recording?
Mostly recording. I'd love to get back into performing out there, but Yeah, that's my next thing, is I want to start doing more live shows.
How fun. Very cool. Well, we're glad that you listen, and we're glad to have met you. And, geez, come in anytime you like. This is great.
And yeah, Daughtry and Breaking Benjamin are at Baxter tonight, and Sean Kingston's there Thursday. So maybe if they need an opener.
Yes.
Yeah, hit
right
me up.
Here. Hit her
right?
up.
She's right. done it on short notice before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'll share your stuff on our socials as well. But, yeah, come in anytime you want, anytime you're in town. And it was good meeting your sister.
Oh, yeah, I got my sister in here.
Yeah, it's great meeting her, too. All right, we'll be right back. All right, that's the weekend right there. 938-9400. You can use that to, well, I don't know, call and make a request. Don't forget Taylor Swift in London, Wembley. You want to go on that trip. It's all on us and... Also,
yeah, you can go to Foggy Flex. London Town. It's a trip for two to London to go to Wembley. Oh, yeah, and Taylor Swift, and all expenses paid.
Right. All expenses. Got some spending cash, too, for you as well.
I've got a buddy of mine who's from, he's from England, and they were at St. Andrews watching football. They sent me a text like, hey, come out, meet us for beers. I was like, I just made lunch.
I made
two Egg McMuffins.
Oh, you made those?
They didn't believe me, so I took a picture. And it didn't look appetizing, and my buddy responded, throw it in the bin and meet us. Throw it in the bin.
I love it. The bin's the garbage, right?
So, throw it in the bin.
All right, so yeah, if you want to go to this, just go to channel94.com to win that, okay? Put your name in. You can do it once a day. There you go. Naylin, thanks for her coming in, her sister Erica. Very good. If you want to hear her, you can go to our podcast. It'll be up in about 10 minutes. We're out of here. Don't get blown away. It's going to be blowy today,
windy,
right?
Windy.
It's a great day to put up a roof.
Mm-hmm.
50-mile-an-hour gusts.
Great day. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Big Party Show. Big Party Show.